arriving in the room. This idea of arriving, this intention to arrive, this aspiration to arrive. Where? Here. When? Now. Here and now. In this room. Arriving in this room. Moment to moment. In this body. With this intention of mindfulness. Let your attention be brought to sound, to the presence of others, to the feeling of the room. Whatever allows you to come into the moment, this moment, where? This room, here, now. So easy for us to be where we were before we got here, or half here and half in the future, or half here and somewhere else in the present moment. Conversations going on in our heads, memories, plans. In this room, here now. Bringing attention to the body. Not our idea about the body, and certainly not our views and opinions about whether we like or dislike the body or want the body to be other in many of the different ways that that's possible, all of which is the second noble truth of thirsting, of this tanha. So not that at all. But rather the present moment experience of the body as it's unfolding. The body is like this. You can notice if the pleasant or the unpleasantness of body feeling is interfering with the direct experience of the body. Oh, my body is uncomfortable, and therefore there's a pulling away from it, or a rejecting of it, or a kind of unrecognized demand, it shouldn't be like this. Or if it's pleasant, a kind of craving for more, a craving to hold on to it. Not that. This vedana, this pleasant and unpleasant, comes and goes. We stay mindful of it, but it's not what is being cultivated. But rather cultivating the direct experience of this sensual experience, this sensational experience, that sensations-based experience of body. The body feels like this. Maybe you start with an overall feeling of the body, and there's a sense of arriving in it. You may discover there's fatigue there, or excitement there, or a whole bunch of different things there. When you arrive in the body, knowing your experience at the bodily level, and knowing that you're knowing your experience at the bodily level. Or for you, it may be that there's this one sensation after another, or two or three that seem to be going on. So you're aware of your feet. Then you're also aware of the back of your neck, or your belly, or your hands moving rapidly or slowly, or you're getting caught in your thoughts about the back of your neck. Is, oh, have I hurt my neck? Or, oh, my neck is feeling better finally. These kind of recognitions and commentaries that we can do. Now the body feels like this, the neck feels like this, the belly feels like this, the hands, the feet, the eyes. Arriving where? In this body. Arriving when in this body? Now. Here. Now. And then this next moment, here, now. This naturally starts to include awareness of the breath, where we feel the breath as part of body sensations. And so far as possible, allowing the breath to breathe us rather than trying to breathe the breath, that there is an I breathing. The breath is breathing us. A surrender to this phenomena, this knowing of breath. Letting it appear wherever it appears in the body, in whatever form. Feeling the breath in the body initially, so that there can be these interactions between breath and body, such that you may feel the body get heavier, particularly the lower half of the body, or you may feel a loosening in the upper part of the body, the ribs yielding more, or a wave of relaxation passing across the face, or moving through the body with the breath. This sense of surrender, not a defeat, but a surrendering to what? To the present moment, here, now. So rich, all of this present moment. Rich in information, rich in sensation, rich in presence. This sense of embodied presence can way more heavily, can more occupy this knowing capacity than whether the particular experience is pleasant or unpleasant. Not always, but a surprising amount of the time, even for you, even with your meditation just as it is, even for me with my meditation just the way it is, for all of us, this willingness to just be here now, allowing the nowness be unfolding through the body. Wow. Oh, such a relief, such a release. So tender. sometimes the arising of the feeling of being present, the presence, is so strong, it's a little overwhelming, even though we're not objecting to how it is, but it's just too much of it. This, too, is normal. You may not have recognized it this way, but when your mind diverts, making comments, or going to past, future, often it's just being present that is so overwhelming, so unaccustomed. And the idea of surrendering, oh, too much. So we're compassionate, curious, and we just invite again, arriving in the room, arriving in the body, having a direct experience of breath. Front and center is mindfulness itself. Our intention to be present and our commitment to be mindful. Mindfulness allows us to stay present or to come back to the present. Intention gives us the direction, and mindfulness empowers that. So we arrive where? In this moment. And how? Through mindful intention. There's a felt sense to mindfulness. It's energetic in nature. It's intuitively felt. Experiment for just a moment. Is this true for you? For me, it's kind of a feeling of awakeness, where there's a kind of an energetic alertness or just a brightness that's kind of felt through the body. It can be totally different how you feel this mindfulness energetically. Intention also in its here nowness has an energetic experience that can be intuitively felt. So reassuring, so soothing, this mindful intention to be here in mindful intention, to be now in mindful intention, so aligning. so fully present, there can arise a kind of restlessness or a kind of discomfort that has been there maybe all along, but we didn't have enough presence to notice it. You're not doing something wrong if these kinds of experiences arise. Even if the mind makes up a story about it or you get lost in it, you're doing nothing wrong. It's part of learning, developing tolerance, developing commitment for being here now. Times the body sensations may seem stronger than the breath. There's a body sensation that is just fine. The breath is in the background in these instances, or at times not even noticed, but it's still there. And at other times the breath is in the foreground and the body sense is in the background, but it's still there. When the mind goes off for whatever reason, just gently bring it back. You can pause for a moment before coming back and recognize that your choice as to what object you're going to be with in terms of your mindful intention is within your range of choice. And you can recognize, once you've arrived back, that you're interested in the direct experience, not your views and opinion, not your reactivity in relation to the breath or the body or anything else. How restful it is to just be present with body breath. How appropriate it can feel. Now, it alone can bring a sense of well-being before other insight arises. here, now. Here, now. for these last 5 minutes or so, open now to the full range of where the mind wants to wander, and bring the same quality of surrender, of curiosity, of being here and now with any thought or memory or emotion that arises. And then, when you start to get overwhelmed or bored, the mind loses interest, come back to the breath. If you're not ready to do this, stay with body breath. you hear the bell ringing, the invitation is to stay present with this sensation, with the knowing a bell ringing is like this.